This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of
hope. AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segments designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed. For our reflections, we shall look at Genesis chapter 16, verses 1 to 6.
Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children, but she had an Egyptian servant named Hagar. So she said to Abram,
"The Lord has kept me from having children. Go sleep with my servant. Perhaps I can build a family through her."
Abram agreed to what Sarai said. So after Abram had been living in Canaan 10 years, Sarai, his wife, took her Egyptian servant Hagar and gave her to her husband to be his wife. He slept with Hagar, and she conceived. When she knew she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. Then Sarai said to Abram,
"You are responsible for the wrong I'm suffering. I put my servant in your arms, and now that she knows she is pregnant, she despises me. May the Lord judge between you and me."
"Your servant is in your hands,"
Abram said.
"Do with her whatever you think best."
Then Sarai mistreated Hagar, so she fled from her.
You just listened to the audio version of Genesis chapter 16, verses 1 to 6.
What do you choose? Eternal damnation in hellfire, or eternal life in a golden city? Hell was not made for any man but the devil. Dear listener, don't allow him to deceive you to sin, to join him in hell. accept Jesus Christ today as your personal Savior, get baptized into a true Bible-believing church, and live daily for the Lord with the help of the Holy Spirit, your eternal life will be guaranteed. God bless you.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And this place is much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place, heal the world, make it a better place.
Hello, listener. You are welcome to the program, Go Green. Relax as we present to you the topic, Mushroom Production.
Hello and welcome, dear listeners, to another edition of the program, Go Green. The program that gives you the most out of everything you have. I'm your host, Jemima Essien. Today, our discussion will be based on mushroom production. The question that most people ask is that, is mushroom a plant, a vegetable, or a fruit? Is it cultivated, or they just appear during their season? If it can be cultivated, how is it done? Are there any challenges involved? Is there any nutritional value? This is what we're going to discuss today. And to help in the discussion is our guest. And I want him to introduce himself.
Hello, I'm Kakaria Kuyurea from Valley View University, Environment and Sanitation, and also in charge of farms.
All right then, welcome Mr. Kakari.
Thank you very much, Mama.
We would want to know, what is mushroom?
Okay, talking about mushrooms, now, let me just give a description of how it looks like in our villages. There are so many varieties of mushrooms. And in our villages, the ones we eat, the edible ones we know, are the ones we pick from beside palm trees. Okay. Only four palm trees, especially the one they use for palm wine.
Okay.
You realize that after the palm wine tap has made the hole in it and the palm is about rotten, you find this whitish thing growing around it.
Okay.
Very big. They start like a pulp, small. Later, they spread and they become like an umbrella.
Okay.
Those are the very edible ones. We know they are white with some gray ash top. Those are the mushrooms we know and we eat. Other times too, on our rubbish dumps, those of us who dump rubbish, some localized area, and burning them over time, you realize that you see these whitish things, also like an umbrella. They're also gray, but the elders say it's not edible. I'm only trying to give some examples of mushrooms we find around.
I would want to know, is it a plant?
We don't classify mushrooms under plants. Neither do we classify them under animals.
Okay.
Okay. So we put them under what we term fungi. Now, to make fungi clear to our cherished listeners, when you put kenke down, especially the fancy kenke,
okay,
you see these hairy things, very soft. Sometimes when you touch them, they're like powder.
Yeah.
Those are examples of fungi.
Okay.
That greenish, whitish, sometimes brown, powdery substances on the almost fermented kenke. It's an example of fungi. So they're bigger ones. Matured fungi. Okay, so matured form of what we find on kenke is what we call the mushroom that we eat.
Okay, so in other words, it is like those things, those hairy things, or those fungi.
Yes,
they produce mushrooms.
They mature.
So they mature into.
I don't want to say that those that we find on the kenke.
Okay,
but it's like,
a type
what you find on the kinky that matures into. So what we find on the kinky is a fungi.
Okay.
And the mushroom too is part of that family. Okay, but it has the ability to grow bigger and taller than what we find on the kinky. Yeah.
Okay. I came across something too, that fungi may not be classified as plants because they do not have any
chlorophyll.
Yes.
Yeah. They can't absorb sunlight to help in manufacturing their own food.
Okay.
And because they lack that pigment, you can't put them on the plant.
Okay. So there's no photosynthesis taking place
at all.
Mushrooms. Okay. All right. But I always wonder, are they cultivated? Or they just appear during the season? Because sometimes it gets to a time of the year, as Ghanaians, we see mushrooms everywhere. People be chasing us with mushrooms in our vehicles, at the marketplace and all that. Is it cultivated or they just come and then they leave?
Just like any other fungi, those we find or the kinky, we don't cultivate them. They find themselves there. Okay. So with the mushrooms, we can cultivate them, okay? And they are also found in the wild. They grow by themselves, like the ones we find on the palm tree when they are falling. So when they have the right medium, when they get the right medium, they grow. Like using the kinky, for example, when the kinky is about getting rotten, it becomes a good medium for them to grow because they are in the air. They find the right medium, they grow. So when that particular species finds its right medium, the one we eat, the edible mushrooms we eat, when it finds its right medium, it will grow. And when it's allowed, it will grow bigger, bigger, bigger.
Okay.
It can also be cultivated.
Mm-hmm.
It can be done.
It can be cultivated. How is it done?
Yeah, it can be cultivated. It doesn't have seeds like we say seeds, the ones we find in tomato, pepper.
In other vegetables.
No, it's not like that. But they are what we call spores.
Okay.
Spores, they are minute things. If it were a tomato, we would say seeds. But they are very tiny gametes, that to say, like, those are the seeds of the fungi.
Okay. Okay. On the propagation material.
Yes, the propagation
material. So that means with those spores, that is what we can actually cultivate mushrooms from.
Yes. You know, the mushroom can produce about thousands of that. But they are very tiny.
On just one mushroom?
On just one mushroom.
Okay.
Can produce thousands of that. They're very, very tiny. So before you even harvest the mushroom, as in, by the time it opens its canopy, it would have allowed the spores to move away as a means of continuation. Before it spreads its umbrella, it's about growing old. Okay. And before it dies, as a way of continuing its lineage, it spreads the spores into the air, and because they are very tiny, we hardly see them. But if you are keeping them in an enclosed area, you can really have a feel or see the minute things. You didn't see the spores, but you see like powder, like a fog, when they are in an enclosed area. So those small, tiny, tiny things are what grow into
what
we can use to cultivate the mushroom. But then, as it is, you need a spore needs another spore.
And can you explain further?
Okay. So it's almost like we have one spore can't produce a mushroom on its own.
Okay.
So like in the man and woman affair, one needs an X, one needs a Y to come together to get a whole being.
Okay.
Or sometimes you need XX. I mean, you need a gamete from the man and a gamete from the woman. That's the same thing in the mushroom.
Okay.
So you can't just pick a single spore and reproduce it. You have to come together.
Okay,
for fertilization to take place and they go. So it can be produced. That is the bottom line.
All right. Mushrooms can be cultivated. So it doesn't necessarily mean that we wait for the season before we can go and then harvest them. We can also cultivate them in our homes, in our backyards, in our farms, everywhere.
You just listened to a discussion on the topic mushroom production. A continuation will be brought to you later.
Make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race.
For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on 233-2087-04532 or 0244-2087-0422. 0800-223-5017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF-595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
Truth. Today, we bring you the concluding part of the sermon, New Birth Experience, by Pastor Dr. Andrews L. Ewu.
In 1 John chapter 5, John explains further how you feel, how you become aware of your spiritual heights. 1 John chapter 5, I'm reading from verses 5, 6, 10, and 12. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Verse 10. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Verse 12. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So you become aware that you are a child of God. You are not alone. There is a sense of belonging. This awareness that I belong to God, that I'm a child of God, deters me from sin. This is what I mean. Because I know that God is my Father, I wouldn't want to offend my Father. So I am careful to obey my father. And sin becomes a distaste to me. Sin becomes distasteful and horror. In 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us, that we should be called sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, but it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when we shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. So there is this awareness that deters you from sin. You wouldn't want to mingle with drunkards. If you're going to mingle with them, then you're mingling with them because you want to witness. You wouldn't want to mingle with adulterers. You wouldn't want to mingle with those who are taking lotto. No, you stand out. There is this awareness, the sense of belonging. I belong to God. I'm a child of God. So you walk and talk and behave like a prince in 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 18. Listen to this. We know that whosoever is born of God does not continue to sin. But whoever is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that the wicked one toucheth him not. So when God becomes your papa, when you are born again by the Spirit of God, there is this awareness, and this awareness keeps you away from treading on the grounds of Satan. Listen to this wonderful statement in 1 John chapter 3, verses 8 to 10. 1 John 3, 8 to 10. He that committeth sin is of the devil. There you are. So when you are spiritually down, you sin with impunity. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So all the evil deeds, the bad habits, and the addictions in you have been destroyed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Whosoever is born of God does not continue to sin. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. That is the situation. So there is that sense of belonging, that sense of joy. There is that internal evidence that you enjoy. There is a great joy in the Lord and peace even in the face of trials. John chapter 14 and verse 23. John 14, 23. John was very close to Jesus. So whatever he's saying is the truth. John is talking about who Christ was. Mark is talking about what Christ did. And Matthew talks about what Jesus said. John is talking about who Christ is. And listen to what Jesus is to us if we get closer to him. Verse 23 of John 14. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Praise the Lord. So you become a member of the family of God. John chapter 7. Verses 37 to 38. It's very interesting. The Bible is so intriguing. It's a wonderful book. It says, in the last days, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. By this he was speaking of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So he says, I will fill your tummy, I will fill your spirit with the love of God, the power of God, so that when you speak like a child of God. You speak words of hope and encouragement, not words of bitterness, jealousy, and anger when you are spiritually bankrupt. And then Romans 14, 17 tells us something that needs to be read. Romans 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. That is what happens. When the Spirit of God is in you, your interest is not in material things. You are thinking about holy things, about heavenly things. There is that inner motivation to witness about the goodness of Christ to others. You love Christ, and the love of Christ propels you. Paul says that, for the love of Christ constraineth you. It propels you. You can't keep quiet. You want to talk to everybody about your new friend, Jesus Christ. That is one aspect of your spiritual situation. So now, we know what it is. When you are spiritually bankrupt, you know what it is. When you are spiritually filled, you know what it is. I haven't finished. Next week, tune in same time, and I will conclude so you will know exactly what to do to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I wish you all the best. May the blessings of God be upon you. We are talking about salvation. We're not talking about things of this life, which will soon pass away. Father, thank you for my friends. Bless them and prosper them. Help us to know you well, because John 17:3 says, eternal life is based upon our knowledge of you and knowing the truth about Jesus Christ. Help us to put this into practice to become the kind of children you want to call as your family members on this earth. Bless my listeners. Bless Mother Ghana. And bless all those who love you and are preparing for your soon coming. It's my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
My friend, as you ponder over this message, I pray that it will search your own life, your private life, as well as your inner life. See if you can or cannot see these evidences in your life. If you can't, run to the Lord, and God will help you to build up this very spiritual birth that you need to have.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on 233-2087-04532 or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF-595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.